Welcome to the Awaken Engage podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Episode, Reminders. There is so much to write, and I am spent. So many lessons today. Some very hard pills to swallow. Some even harder to watch others have to swallow. Yet, what I notice most as I sit here writing is that I'm overflowing with gratitude. The calling right now is to be still and to be thankful. To remember to be thankful. I recall the day. A reminder arrives in my email inbox. Hi, Professor Jones. I just wanted to check up as well as update you on how much you have impacted me. Taking your class has been one of the most life-changing experiences I've ever had. A reminder sits waiting for me at the front door of my house as I return from teaching. A priceless gift from a friend who has changed my life, my family's life, and many others. I ask, is this really happening? Is this really here at my house? Pinch me. A reminder walks into the junior high gymnasium. My wife's parents drove 120 miles each way to watch my daughter play volleyball and to love us on a night when we didn't know we were going to need it so much. A reminder sings and rings out in my living room. My daughter and I play the handpan together and create one of the most mystical, rhythmic, heartfelt musical jams I've been blessed to experience. A reminder answers the phone. My mom and I have our nightly visit during the dog walk along city streets. She speaks wisdom and affirmation and strength into my life. The reminder sits next to me as I write. My wife and daughter laugh together and share a magnificently funny story about our dog, Iris, stealing Emily's gloves earlier in the day and hiding them. We all laugh at the photo of the moment I discovered the pilfered goods next to the culprit. Someone looks guilty and quite satisfied. Today was a day full of reminders, including the reminder that it matters how I show up to the little things in life, because how I show up to anything is how I show up to everything. I needed to show up today, for myself, for others. For the most part, I did. And others showed up for me. Throughout the day, I felt the gentle guidance of my teachers, friends, and family to stay the course, to relinquish the need to try to control the outcome, and to return to being welcoming, loving presence. Being welcoming, loving presence. Peace.